St. Paul's Cathedral was established in 1817, 15 years before the incorporation of the city of Buffalo. The Right Reverend William Franklin, Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Western New York, says it has rich architectural heritage and has produced some of the church's greatest musical composers.
But it's also been a great outreach for the gospel in Buffalo. And particularly these days, it's very committed to being connected to the social mission of our city and our region.
A gala celebration will be held in Buffalo Saturday evening. One of the guests of honor is the Most Reverend Michael Curry, presiding bishop and primate of the Episcopal Church. During his weekend visit, there will be plenty of meeting and greeting, but also some reflection on the church's involvement in matters including race reconciliation. Bishop Curry says the church understands that finding a solution will not come quickly.
Within the church and beyond the church, we have to help people of different racial groups and different backgrounds and of differences learn to be in deep relationship with each other such that the relationship becomes a bridge that actually is a bridge over troubled waters. I'm a preacher, so I had to go there.
The Episcopal Church is also a very active participant in resettling refugees. Bishop Curry says it's okay to want security, but the nation must overcome the fearful rhetoric that is fueling resentment. He referred to the first epistle of John, which calls for perfect love.
It may be that for us in this time, that it will need to be perfect love, a real love, that will help us cast out our fear of the stranger and the alien. There's no reason in the world that you cannot do security and humanity at the same time.
And Bishop Curry noted that numerous people live in refuge throughout the Bible, including Joseph, Mary, and the Christ child, who fled to Egypt to escape Herod. For the presiding bishop and primate, this weekend offers a homecoming. While born in Chicago, he grew up in Buffalo while his father was an Episcopal priest. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.